Nolte, polls show the Trump show is harming Trump. By John Nolte on October 7, 2020. If you believe the polls, Joe Biden and his media allies are running a brilliant presidential campaign against Donald Trump. As the old saying goes, and it's an old saying for a reason, when your opponent is defeating himself, get out of the way. The conventional wisdom says that if a 2020 election is a referendum on Trump, Trump loses. If it's a referendum on Biden, Biden loses. Well, then, what we have, with only about 4 weeks remaining before Election Day, is Biden and the national media making damn sure 2020 is a referendum on Trump. Biden is awful. Terrible person. Terrible candidate. Corrupt to the core. Entire family is corrupt. He's a racist. He abuses women. He's stupid. He's an old man. An enfeebled old man. Refuses to answer tough questions about fairly important issues like stacking the Supreme Court and killing the Senate filibuster. He'll be a terrible president. Kamala Harris, a grasping, craven, race-baiting, left-wing extremist who champions and supports political violence. She'll be even worse. According to the polls, though, Biden and Harris are winning, and not by a small margin. They're running away with it. Could be a massacre. Could be a blue wave. How is an enfeebled old has-been beating a patriotic dynamo like Trump? One way. Biden and the media appear to have cracked the code to beat Trump. Works like this. Keep the focus on Trump and only on Trump. Turn the Trump show into a 24/7 show that screams from every news outlet nonstop from now until Election Day. Meanwhile, you. Hide Biden. Hide his flaws. Don't allow him to make news. When he does make news, ignore the news. When he makes mistakes, ignore them. Most of all, allow him to get away with not answering tough questions. In fact, allow him to come right out and say, I won't answer that question because if I do, the answer will become the issue, and the issue here is that man. So Biden hides and the media lets him, except for when he pokes his head out for softball interviews and softball debates that allow him to look normal and moderate and seasoned compared to the orange demon. Trump isn't helping. Sorry, he's just not. Love the guy. Gonna vote for him. He's not helping. Be nice if he could calm down some. People would like that. He promised he could be a normal president. The China flu would have been a good time to prove he could be a normal president. Sure, be nice if he'd stop flubbing white supremacy questions. Seriously, how nice would that be? Be even nicer still if he could make this deliberate super focus on him backfire on the media and the Biden campaign, the ones employing it. You know, take advantage of the focus to win people over. Reassure them. Answer white supremacy questions in a way that makes the media sorry they asked. Caveat for all of the above, if you believe the polls. I kinda do. This isn't 2016. It's just not. Biden isn't Hillary. He's just not. Trump isn't the 2016 Trump. He's just not. Guy has a record now. Polls aren't what they were in 2016. They're just not. They're worse. A lot worse. Worse as in worse for Trump. Biden's consistently close to or over 50% pretty much everywhere. Hillary never consistently hugged 50. Polls are worse as in they will have to be much more flawed than they were in 2016 for Trump to win. I'm not saying it's over. Not by a long shot. I'm saying I'm grateful Election Day isn't today. Real grateful. Also saying that if the polls are correct, the Trump show is killing Trump. The code to defeating Trump has been cracked. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.